is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, main feature of the site, allows you, the listener, to basically control the content of the site. Whatever you see there on the front page was created by listeners like you. You go in, you submit something that you find online that you think's pretty cool, you think our listeners will like, and then it pops up on the upcoming stories queue page, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your submission, and you get to vote, too, on other people's submissions. And then the most voted up make it to the front page of the website, and that means we're more likely to see them and talk about them here on the airwaves. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Of course, we will take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Meantime, we'll talk about things that you might find interesting. And one of our activist friends was on trial today in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perhaps you have heard us talk to Catherine Bleich before on the program. I think she was listed as one of the most dangerous people in the so-called Patriot movement.
Yes, now, by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah. Now, yes. I personally don't like the term Patriot movement. I don't.
It's okay. We weren't listed.
We were not listed.
That's right, because we're not part of the Patriot movement.
Right, right. And I don't know if Catherine Bleich is or not either. I don't know what she would say about that. But nonetheless, she did make the list because she's an activist, and she's willing to get out there and be seen at doing freedom-oriented things. I think that the term Patriot movement has kind of this kooky connotation to it.
That's what they want, though.
Well, it's for good reason in many cases, because a lot of them are crackpot kooks.
Well, Glenn Beck is on that list, too.
Is he?
By the way,
was
he was on that list. Yeah, it was an interesting mix of mainstream controlled opposition phonies and real people.
And
I
kookery.
Thought. Yeah,
some
kookery. And kookery,
well,
too.
It's intended to be a list of sort of the ultra conservative types, and mm-hmm. I think Glenn Beck is, you know, he's pretty close to that. I think he's right on some issues, but usually the issues that I think he's right on, I agree with the ultra conservatives on. So. Yeah, I'm going to agree with ultra lefties on issues. I'm going to agree with ultra conservatives on issues.
But he claims to be a libertarian.
Well, many ultra conservatives claim to be a libertarian, so they're just wrong.
So anyway, Catherine has come up here a number of times to New Hampshire, and it seems that she's become more radical toward freedom, because I think that the so-called Patriot movement doesn't – a lot of them don't really believe in freedom. I mean, Glenn Beck, he doesn't really believe in freedom. I think he's coming in the right direction, mm-hmm. maybe very slowly. But
he had a whole expose on Hayek on his show about a month ago, where he talked about the book, The Road to Serfdom. I was impressed by that. But then at critical times, he just falls off the bus. He sells out. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but he's not consistent and he's not
even principled. John Stossel.
He's battling with himself. And, we've all had these battles.
Mm-hmm.
What do I think on this issue? Well, I think this. I think that. The difference between Glenn Beck and the average person is he's having those battles with himself on air. And so it's easy to go back to what you did believe. It's hard to change into something new and a new paradigm, especially if you're not sure about it.
Well, he's also, when you're at that level and you're making all that money and you have sponsors and you have the owner of the network on your back about certain things, I don't think you can really always say what you really mean. I was really impressed that Judge Napolitano openly on TV says taxation is theft. I mean, who else would say that?
Right. He's also advocated for abolishing the military.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
television.
And he's the most principled one on that network.
From what I can tell, you are correct about that. In fact, more principled than John Stossel, even. John Stossel, I mean, he makes John Stossel look bad. And John Stossel made himself look bad also when he did this basically puff piece for the U.S. military on one of his shows recently, which was embarrassing to watch. I couldn't get through much of it. It was just so despicable. But anyway, so I think a lot of the patriots, they're the types of people who want freedom for themselves, but they don't really care that much about other folks. Especially people that don't have the same, perhaps, moral set as they do. Maybe, they might be brown-skinned, perhaps, or they might be homosexuals.
Well, the whole patriot thing came about in the 90s, and it was largely a so-called Christian patriot movement at the time, trying to get back the Constitution and all that, but it was still dividing freedoms, it's just to some degree, between personal freedom and economic freedom. You know, yeah, get back to the Constitution. They had all that, but there's still, I mean, and I didn't, I don't think it was racist largely, but I still think that they're still a little more on the so-called conservative side, the paleo-conservative side, where they still wouldn't mind getting in your bedroom and telling you what you couldn't do behind closed doors, but they wanted economic freedom. And it just wasn't as purely libertarian as it is today.
What Ian is talking about when he says racism is not about black people, it's about Mexican people coming across the border. And
that's why I said brown people.
Yeah, there's an issue with I can understand why some people don't think that this country just can't handle a certain amount of immigrants. You know, that there would be too many. I get where they're coming from on that. I just think that the marketplace can decide that better than anyone else, and I don't think we're anywhere near the number that our that will culturally assimilate.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is the birth rate in this country among so-called Americans who are born here is actually well below replacement level.
Yeah, indeed.
And
when you
include immigration, we're right about 2.11 children per couple, which is just replacement level. So obviously we're going to lose population and our economy is going to shrink if we don't have young people coming up to take over when the older people retire.
Right.
And that's a big issue. But I still think the immigration issue is basically not what we think. I think there's more to it than meets the eye, just like the drug issue and so many other issues, is that if you look at the cause of this way behind the scenes, it's always Big Brother causing it so they can ride in as the savior and have you beg for the Berlin Wall on the border. And they beg for a police state. And then, of course, they use these poor Mexican people as political weapons against to get everybody fighting. So that's really what the issue is.
So back to Catherine Bleich. She was on trial in Nashua, New Hampshire today. Now, she doesn't even live in New Hampshire. The young lady has been on our show a number of times. We've had her on in person from live from the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She's come up here to visit New Hampshire at least a couple times a year, and every time gotten more radicalized towards real liberty. She gave an incredible speech at the recent Porcupine Freedom Festival, the open mic night thing that they had there. I think she actually won. Didn't she win the open mic thing?
Yes, the first year.
And what did she do?
It was this year. I think she won. So, she just got up there and was real, real fiery about freedom. And it was great because passion is what wins those contests. Anyway, so it was during the Liberty Forum earlier this year that Catherine was arrested along with some other activists as they were out at the 420 celebration that was a very large 420 celebration that went on with, you know, public smoking of cannabis. The undercover cops showed up. They busted a teenager, 17-year-old boy, 17-year-old teen, for smoking cannabis. And it was at that point that one of the heroic Keene activists, David Krause, positioned himself in front of the police car.
It bears mentioning here, and what David did was certainly heroic, but it bears mentioning, I think, the most important aspect of this is these cops. This was a Nashua native that they went after.
Mm-hmm. And he was black.
So you've got
a crowd full of white people.
120 or something white people there protesting pot. The one black guy that happens to be the one that they've dealt with on a regular basis.
It was a celebration, not a protest.
Whatever. You can use whatever term you want.
Words are important.
They are. I think that it's a protest, man. They're protesting the pot laws. It's a protest. So anyway, they go after the one black guy in the whole crowd. It smacks of racism, even if it's not. It's weird.
I think it absolutely was. You've got white cops in a crowd full of white people, and they single out the one black teenager and they go after him. So the heroic activists, including Lauren Canario and her husband and David Krause, all stood in front of the police car. David was arrested. They had to carry him back to the back of the car, and it was wild that when they carried him to the back of the car, Catherine Bleich came up with her video camera and she was haranguing the police and doing an amazing job of letting them have it verbally. And, of course, they didn't like that very much, so they tried to get her away from them, and she stayed there with her camera, and they then arrested her, charged her with so-called disorderly conduct, which, of course, is their favorite catch-all charge to go after anybody they don't like. And so they arrested her. They called her back in for a trial. So she flew all the way out here months later to go to the trial that they'd scheduled for her. And then when she came out to the trial, guess what they did? Oh, we're going to go ahead and reschedule your trial. Someone couldn't make it today, so we're going to go ahead and reschedule your trial. So she flew, paid, $200 or $300, hotel room, etc., whatever. She came all the way out here, spent time and money to come out to the stupid show trial that they were going to put on for her, and they put it off until today. And we'll tell you more about what happened here in a few moments at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site, and they are free. So head on over there and get interactive. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free. In fact, the last week's worth of the show is right there on the front page of the site. And then when you click into the archive section, you'll get years' worth, all the way back to 2006. go on over to freetalklive.com and, again, enjoy all those archives completely free. In fact, the archives are brought to you by HostGator. If you're looking to get some web hosting done, you need to be looking at HostGator because they are one of the top domain hosts out there, web hosts. In fact, they can even help you get your own .com domain name, create your own very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Now, we used to have a coupon code, and I think it probably – does it still work, the coupon code, Mark?
Yeah, it's
advertised it for a long time.
Yeah, a coupon code FTL.
That still works. But if you want to avoid all that coupon code stuff, you could just go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. It's our special little entrance that will get you the first month of hosting completely free.
It's unlimited web hosting, by the way. It's unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free site builders, tools and templates, the control panel, one-click script installs, 4,500 free website templates, mm-hmm. 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7, 365 technical support, and you get a Google AdWords credit to go along with it.
And they support WordPress.
Head on over to hostgator.freetalklive.com as we continue here to give you a little bit more about what happened today in the courtroom, and then we'll get right into your phone calls. Catherine Bleich, one of the most, I guess, infamous liberty activists out there, was on trial today, infamous in a good way, on trial in Nashua, New Hampshire. And a number of people have already been put on trial for these so-called disorderly conduct charges. David Krause, one of the activists from Keene, also Lauren Canario.
Sitting in the studio, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. He's monitoring the show here tonight. And Lauren Canario and her husband. Lauren has not yet been put on trial. Hers is next in a couple of weeks. Her husband Jim was, and both David and Jim have been found guilty of disorderly conduct. They were sentenced to suspended sentences, something like a year at least, suspended for a year, meaning that if they get arrested for any kind of misdemeanor or major motor vehicle violation or felony within the next year, they have a year of jail that they will put them into. So that's what a suspended sentence is. Now, Catherine did not have her sentence given out today. In fact, we don't even know if she's been found guilty yet. The judge took her case under advisement, which means that he's going to make a decision later on down the line. Maybe, you know, it might be just a few hours later, but he makes a decision outside the courtroom and then sends the decision by mail to her. So
it's disturbing stuff.
Well, now, normally, a lot of the times when what we found in many of these cases is when the rogue man will take something under advisement, usually you find out later that it was a not guilty. Because for whatever reason, they don't want to do that in the courtroom. They don't want it on camera. They don't want to do that in front of the crowd. They don't want to find somebody not guilty. In this case, it may not end up being not guilty because what happened was Catherine, unlike the other two folks that have been on trial for this nonsense, frivolous charge of disorderly conduct, Catherine actually had an attorney. And the attorney, who's also a free stater, the attorney made a motion at the very end of the trial to dismiss the case. And so the judge was not ruling on that motion immediately because he had to review the motion and he had to go back. So that was probably the reason why he took an under advisement. But as of right now, we're still up in the air as to what exactly is going on with Catherine. And I'm sure we'll hear from her when she knows more. She's currently still here in New Hampshire, probably going to be here for another couple of days. Rumor is she might even come out to the city council drinking game tomorrow night. So that could be fun. By the way, also, Sam was there from the Obscured Truth Network. He had his video camera, and, of course, the cops, the undercover cops, were there as well in their suits. And after the trial, Sam went out with his camera, and the cops came out. And Sam attempted to go down one of the – but it was apparently a public hallway with his camera, and the cops and one of the bailiffs blocked his access to this public hallway. Well, we asked, well, is this a public hallway? And I quicked it. So you could, if you go to the Free Keen Live YouTube channel, you can see some of this. And I know Sam's going to put together a video at some point. But they basically said, no, it's not a public hallway right now. It's private because there's a meeting down here. And so they were blocking our access to this this public hallway where they had court forms down at the end of the hallway. So Sam was unable to get down to the end of the hallway to access these supposedly public court forms. And he pointed out that, look, this is disorderly conduct. You're blocking a public way. You're blocking the public's access from what is supposed to be a public area. This is disorderly conduct. And if you look up their own statutes, that meets the definition, as I understand it, of disorderly conduct. We would have been arrested for the same thing had we been blocking the police from getting down their same public hallway. And so he pointed that out, and of course the police refused to arrest themselves for performing the disorderly conduct. So after we got out of there, went and had some lunch, Sam went down to the Nashville Police Department and just a few hours ago, he filed a complaint against the police for disorderly conduct. Now, as he pointed out, we're going to find out how they're going to brush this one under the rug, because we've got video evidence of them committing this so-called crime. The very same thing.
And being
thing.
Told that they're committing a crime.
Right, right. The very same thing. They were asked to move. They did not move. They were told that they are committing disorderly conduct. They still did not move. And it's all on film. So we've got video evidence of them committing the very same supposed crime that they constantly are accusing activists of committing. Now, what will end up happening? Sam predicts they'll likely brush it under the rug. They'll find a way to just blow it off, because they don't have to prosecute themselves. They don't have to follow their so-called law. It's always their excuse for why they hurt people. It's always their excuse for why they arrest peaceful people and they aggress against them. Well, we're just doing our jobs. We're just following the law.
Right.
But never when it comes to them.
You know, they talk about this being a nation of – people talk about this being a nation of laws and how rule of law is so important and all that stuff. And I'm not going to disagree with that. It's just a statement that doesn't reflect reality. We aren't a nation of laws, and rule of law, it may or may not be important, because we wouldn't know, because there isn't rule of law. The cops don't do this, don't rule themselves. They don't enforce the law upon themselves. You know as well as I do, if a cop gets pulled over for speeding, he doesn't get a ticket. If he's across
professional
the,
courtesy.
If he's across the nation, he doesn't get a ticket.
Most of the time, Mark, although my sister-in-law was a cop in a big city, and she has gotten tickets before in other places where the cops might have a little rivalry or they don't care. But in most cases, that's true.
Yeah, I think it's true mostly. There's certainly going to be deviations from that rule, and I don't want to make it seem like it's otherwise. But, you know, I was talking to a police officer in near Chicagoland, and she was telling me about a situation she had where one of their higher-ups, like a deputy chief or something like that, basically was drunk and refused to follow her orders as a traffic cop and hit her with his vehicle. Mm. And they wouldn't give the guy the duty captain wouldn't give the guy a ticket. She wrote all this stuff out, and they wouldn't prosecute him for the ticket. Why? Because in those circumstances, even the cops, it's all about rank and privilege. Yeah. We don't have a nation of laws. We have a nation where there are two classes of people. And likely, if you're listening to me, you're not one of them.
Odds are good. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls coming up. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. Also coming up, when you're going to tell us about a disorderly house. You thought people were the only people that could be disorderly. We'll tell you about that. Plus, of course, your calls about anything. And fireworks on a plane? Apparently it was allowed by the TSA. Talk about it. Free Talk Live. Bring a thing.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, companies or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. Enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and you can listen and you can chat all on the same page. Chat room built in. It's the same page as the cam, and it's all free for you. At cam.freetalklive.com, the webcam brought to you by our friends at memorydealers.com.
Memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. All of them are in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. They even offer you customized solutions for transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're gonna take your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to August, listening in California. August, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey guys, how you doing over there?
What's on your mind tonight, August? Doing great.
Hey, taxes.
Ooh, what kind of taxes?
Well, for a while, I was wondering, how much taxes do I pay? I mean, they get you coming from so many different angles. You have excise taxes on gas and alcohol and tobacco. Then you have sales tax. You have property tax. You have state income tax. You have federal income tax. You have corporate tax. You have
corporate tax,
capital gains tax. I mean, it's just dozens and dozens of taxes.
Well, right. do you want to calculate the taxes that you directly pay on purchases, or do you want to calculate the taxes that you're paying through the corporate taxes? Because then it becomes incalculable.
It really does, because the corporations they pay 20% or whatever on their profits, and corporations are only they don't exist. They're government
fictional entities.
You're right, and so they're only created in order to make money, essentially, and so. when obviously they consider all their overhead, and their overhead's passed on to their customers. And generally, that's the way it goes. So they tend to be passed on to the customers is the way it should be phrased. So you also look at the import and export duties and things like that. So all those things go into the costs.
Right. I mean, if you just think
incalculable.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you just think about one product and what it takes to get it to the store.
Yeah.
If you aren't paying
taxes on
that.
Well, what I did was a fun little exercise that anybody could do, which is I Googled my local town. 2009 revenue. Get that figure and divide it by the population. Then you do the same thing for your county, your state, and then federal. And if you do that those four times and add up those four numbers, this should give you a rough estimate of the average citizen in your town, how much they pay in taxes.
It's
and for me out here in California, I came up with about $9,000 a year per citizen, so that's man, woman, child, retired.
Now, that's
babies.
Just for the state of California, not including federal?
No, that's for my city, my county, my state, and federal, all combined. Mm-hmm. So what you do is, I did it for you in Keene, too. It only takes a few minutes. For Keene, what you do is you type in Keene 2009 revenue. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it was like $33 million. And you divide that by the population, which was, I think, 23,000. And you come up with whatever number, 1,000 or 1,500. And then you do the same thing for Cheshire County. And then you do the same thing for New Hampshire. And then you add those, and then federal, and you add those four numbers together. And I came up with about 8,100.
Hmm.
And then so what I do is basically multiply that by the number of people in your household. Let's say the average couple has two kids, you know, family. So you multiply times four times 8,000. You're talking the average family in Keene may pay around $32,000 in taxes.
Yeah, I mean it's real rough stuff that you're doing there, and obviously you're just kind of throwing numbers out and taking what you're calling averages. And certainly some people are paying taxes, some aren't, and some are paying some taxes and some aren't paying others. So there's just too many ins and outs. There's no way to really break it down. I mean, I know that I pay $5,000 a year just in property taxes, but then again, my tenants actually end up paying that because I pass along the cost to them in the same way that a corporation passes along all their costs to the end consumer. So it's an interesting experiment that you've done, and certainly whatever the number is, it's too damn much because it's stealing. You know, these people are taking your money, and it's always an arbitrary amount. And if they want to take more, then they're going to take more. And really, the question becomes, when will people decide they've had enough and refuse to pay?
Yeah, it seems like since they started that withholding, did that really solidify the arrangement that as long as they've got your employer taking your taxes for them,
mm-hmm.
doing their work for them, that you're at their, I mean, it's almost impossible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the people in America and people around the world, if they would just stop being so obedient and stop being essentially the agents for the government. Because if it weren't for all the businesses out there collecting sales tax, if it weren't for the businesses withholding their employees' income tax and Social Security and all that other nonsense, then the government would have no way of enforcing on people. There would be no way for them to actually significantly influence people to actually go along with this scam. It really they use these people that are in these positions of doing the books for these companies to essentially leverage against all their employees and their customers. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that people are so damned obedient. But it's the obedience factor that has gotten us where we are. It's because Americans are just so docile and so willing to roll over and do whatever it is that the government people demand, that here we are. We've got thousands upon thousands of regulations and an unending, incalculable amount of taxes that are not going down anytime soon. They're proposing a VAT tax now.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
another thing, too, which is, people are getting squeezed. You have unemployment going up, which means wages going down, and next year they're increasing all the tax brackets. By anywhere from, you know, around 5% on average. They're getting rid of the estate tax, which is now zero, and I understand it's going to 55% over $1 million. So people are getting sandwiched between making less and paying more in taxes. It's going to get brutal, I think, next year.
And there's so many hidden taxes, too. You know, when you pay your phone bill, for example, there's usually tax on that. If you buy a plane ticket, if you your cell phone bill, your electric bill, go to the gas station and look at the tax breakdown, state and federal taxes, every time you fill up your tank mm-hmm. with gas. Now, what do you call somebody who gives over half their earnings to their master?
A slave,
exactly.
I'd call him a slave if it was 10%.
Sure, but I mean,
because master's going to beat you either way.
Sure, but the definition, which I don't agree with either, but even if you go by the conservative definition of 50%, we're well above 50% if you look at all the different taxes to all the different forms of government.
At least a slave knew he was a slave, you know?
This is good. That's a great point, August, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And the people today are still enslaved, and it's just a much more subtle form of slavery. We don't have the taskmaster standing behind us cracking a whip, and we're not slaving away, most of us, out in cotton fields.
It's clever, isn't it?
Well, right. And now master doesn't have to take care of, for instance, you know, getting you to brush your teeth and take care of yourself and make sure that the slaves are taken care of as well as possible so they can get the most work out of them, because they've given you enough freedom to where you can take care of yourself, to where you'll raise your own family, and you'll take care of all those responsibilities.
And honestly, do a pretty good job of policing the other slaves. I mean, it's the slaves that turn the slaves in for breach of conduct.
Yep. Slave on slave.
So, you know, I think that some people don't like the term slave used in this circumstance. Some people don't like it for whatever reason, but it's...
Well, it does seem insulting.
It accurately... Well, but there's nobody alive who's actually been a slave. Very few... It's a very tiny percentage of the American population that has actually living that has been enslaved. So, you know, to be insulted is to be insulted about something that didn't happen to you, and it's also to not look at history. The vast majority of people who have parents and, you know, lineage is been here a long time in America came over as slaves. I mean, there's plenty of people. My lineage, everybody's lineage came over here in that fashion.
Right. So are we as enslaved as the people back in chattel slavery times? No, clearly not.
We're better off than the people that were the masters at that time. I mean, yes. We've got indoor plumbing and television sets.
Absolutely. Things have improved, no doubt
Technology,
about it.
Technology gives freedom. The government gives enslaved.
But there's still a master. Right. There's still a master class, and it's us and them. More coming up at 800-259-9231, and violence is not going to get us out of it. More coming up. Take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free. Now, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, a little cookie is set on your web browser that makes it so that a percentage, portion of the profits that Amazon makes when you check out goes to Free Talk Live. So it's that simple. You won't see any evidence of that necessarily when you're checking out, but just, you know, trust me, it's going to work. When you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, you will help Free Talk Live, and you'll get the stuff that you're looking for as well, because they've got pretty much anything you might be looking for. Dozens of categories, a whole bunch of items, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new stuff, and even used items as well. It's all available through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Though, point of information, we do understand that people are internationally listening to this program. And so if you're in Canada, you've got another link you need to know about. Just add CA to it. So AmazonCA.freetalklive.com. United Kingdom listeners, AmazonUK.freetalklive.com. And Germany, AmazonDE.freetalklive.com. It'll get you right to the site that will work best for you, because you don't want to pay for overseas shipping if you're going to the U.S. site. So there you go. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, Johnson is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I just wanted to take issue with something you said during the last segment about people in government being part of a master class. To me, it just sounds sort of like you're talking about that global elite that's trying to dominate the world with their evil plans. And I think what that comes from is sort of like a misuse of the word class, in that when you say master class, I think it's a sort of implied that you're talking about a socioeconomic status, which is typically how the word class is used. Now, you could be literally defining class in that, you know, a group of objects or a group of things or people that all share a similar property, and
Right, that would be the number one definition of class.
Right, and
right,
I think
that's actually the number like five or six.
I think it's appropriate
class,
to call them a different socioeconomic class. With the average American doesn't have a pension, doesn't have optical coverage, doesn't have dental coverage, doesn't have isn't able to work 20 years and then retire. They are in fact a different socioeconomic class.
Does it get automatic raises?
See, here's why I don't agree with you, because your average New York meter maid can barely speak English. I mean, they're not really a different socioeconomic class. They come from all over. You've got
well, it doesn't have to be socioeconomic.
It's
well,
a privilege.
On.
It's a privilege issue. They are a class of privileged individuals.
The number one,
the average New York meter maid, if she doesn't speak English, still can park anywhere she wants to in the city of New York, and she's not going to get a ticket.
But you will. Number one definition from dictionary.com is a number of persons or things regarded as forming a group by reason of common attributes, characteristics, qualities, or traits.
Right.
So,
what I'm suggesting is that and this happens a lot in language, is that you can create these sort of misnomers of language by using a word in the way that it's used for one particular definition and then kind of shifting a step over. In other words, you're using class in sort of the terminology that would be used like a class of objects or a class, like is how that term is used in programming, where it's something that has common properties. And I agree. All these government people have the common property of that they want to tell you how to run their life and that they are making their money off of stolen funding.
Yeah, but Johnson, they use the terminology.
It's not the same as in like what the way class is normally used, which is to say like upper class, which all those people are very wealthy. They share that common property.
Sure, but class doesn't necessarily mean upper class, middle class, lower class, and all the other divisions in there. There's a terminology. Wait. For God's sakes, wait. There's also a terminology like political class.
Yes,
and
politically connected class.
You know, one can throw other terms in front of class, and people understand what you mean immediately. So if we say they're a different class of individual, then it's an entirely accurate statement. Simply because
I agree with you, Mark, on everything you're saying.
Well,
there.
Would it make you happier?
Here's where I disagree. I don't think that master class has that implied definition. If you say political class, everybody knows what you're talking about. When you say master class, I think a lot of people think global elite.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people even listen to that particular host, and
If we wanted to say global elite, we'd say global elite.
I think there's more than one show that does that. I think that there's also, you know, a lot of other people who might believe that who don't necessarily listen to the radio.
Okay. Would it please you to just simply say masters and just leave the word class out?
I don't think that that's necessarily true. I mean, I don't think that all these people necessarily believe that they want.
It doesn't
to be
matter what they believe. It doesn't matter what they believe. They and many of them do know that they're in charge and they're in control. But the fact is, they are the ones who get to tell other people what to do. And they go along with it until other people decide that they're the master of their own lives and decide to make their own decisions for their own selves and decide to refuse to obey, then those people are their masters because that's the situation that we're in. Is there anything inaccurate about saying that the government people are the masters of everyone else?
The inaccurate part, I guess, is that within that class, there are still even further levels. In other words,
They're
fighting amongst themselves, and they're ruling over one another as well,
yes,
depending upon their
indeed
level in government.
Well, right. Within any class, there are
different. Just this show, I told the story about the police officer who was hit by a retired deputy chief and how she couldn't get any kind of justice inside the system. I mean, I think that once you get into the master class, if you want to use that terminology, Ian did, I didn't. Once you get inside the master class, it's clear that there are more masters, inside that class. Some people are masters over others. People understand that there's a hierarchy in government.
I guess without beating it to death, my only real concern on this is that particular terminology, the implication of there being some sort of shadowy elite with some sort of master plan.
I don't know why you thought that I implied that. I just simply called them a master class. All that says to me is that they rule over others.
Johnson,
we've
got to get you into one of the Bilderberg meetings, Johnson.
It sounds like an elite, a group of elites. To me, that's implied, master class.
There are groups of elites.
Who do you think got the bailouts?
Here's the difference. Anyone can go get a job being a meter maid. What does it require? A high school diploma? Anyone can do that.
a certain level of connection, too.
Not anyone can suddenly become upper class. I mean, it's not just like, oh, I'm rich.
But it's not upper class, though, Johnson. Upper class, you know, that we're talking about something that is different. There's a socioeconomic does not mean, it means sort of both. So, you know, upper class is separate from sort of those that have to obey and those that do not. And I think it's clear and implied that people that are wealthy have to obey less than people who are not wealthy. We're talking about a different sort of division.
I will agree, Johnson, with you as far as I don't think that – I don't generally use the term class. I don't like it. It was just what, you know, came out in that particular statement. I think that human beings are what they are. They're people. And that there are some people that use force over others. And sometimes those people that use force over others are just common average criminals that don't have the city of fill in the blank behind them, you know, a larger gang to back them up. So I think master is still an appropriate term. I would generally agree that I try to shy away from using the term class because I think people should be looked at as equals, as individuals. Yeah. But I think some individuals are controlling other individuals, and those other individuals are allowing themselves to be controlled. I mean, the slaves could have revolted, but they didn't. Most of them didn't revolt because, well, like you were talking about earlier, the slave-on-slave violence, they were afraid of what might happen.
Just the master-on-slave violence.
The master-on-slave violence.
Human beings are inherently tribal, and so people tend to go to the tribe that they think they can get the most power and benefits from. And as a society devolves, like ours is, into this big government type thing, you're going to see that what happens is it breaks down between the politically connected and the non-politically connected. So within the politically connected class, you have the rich people who buy the politicians, and you have the bureaucrats and the police and all those people as one group. And then, of course, you have everybody else in the other group who are the majority, but they're always being kind of stomped on by the politically connected group.
I think it's just a way of categorizing things and making it so that we can put things into groups and understand relationships between people better. But I definitely understand where you're coming from. It certainly was not my intention in speaking it.
I think I agree with what Wayne just said with breaking things down, you know, that people get attracted towards the group that can offer them the most benefits. And I think that that's, again, a part of the danger of what I see with using something like master class also because – you know, if it's really a black and white choice that you're either master or slave, which end of the equation do you want to be on? You know, and I don't like that question. I don't like that the way that question is posed by calling everyone in government a master race or a master class. I don't think it's that black and white.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion at 800-259-9231. I think it makes a good point there, especially at the very end.
You know, but we were talking about sort of the mitigation of the slavery that has occurred, and I think that inherent in that is the mitigation of the mastery that's occurred too. You know, some of the masters are masters, and some of the slaves are have mastery over other people. It's all mixed up these days.
Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.